Reporting on politics and public policy is supported by the Center for Western Studies at Augustana University.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. One of Governor Kristi Noem's plans for her fledgling administration is to move the state's Indian Education Director from the Department of Education into the Office of Tribal Relations. Joining In the Moment from PIR today to discuss that plan, Senate Bill 126, the Indigenous Language Bill, and other issues, we have David Flute. He is Secretary of the South Dakota Department of Tribal Relations. Secretary Flute, welcome back to In the Moment.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
So the last time we spoke was in PIR, right at the sort of the beginning of the session, and a lot's happened between now and then already. How are you sort of finding the new role and getting settled in?
You know, I think I'm adjusting well, and just looking forward to advancing the governor's enhancing tribal relations plan and working with the tribes and doing the best we can to foster those new relationships.
What are some of the early efforts when you talk about her enhancing tribal relations plan and the very beginning stages of that? What are we looking at?
Well, we're looking at reaching out to new tribal leadership and just getting to know some of the new leadership and listening to what their needs are, and we've had some good initial response, mainly from Standing Rock. We did a visit up there to the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, and they sent a very kind message, a very respectful message to our governor, delivered through me, that Standing Rock looks forward to working with the state of South Dakota and being a little more involved and a little more active in building new partnerships. So initially it's went well, and with the session we have going on, we have upcoming State Tribal Relations Day, February 26th and 27th, and the theme this year that was established was education. So it's ironic how ties into the governor's plan to move the Office of Indian Education to the Department of Tribal Relations. So
let's talk about that a little bit. She mentioned that during I think it was her state budget address, where she talked about reorganization and different highlights, sort of an executive reorganization. What exactly does that role do, the state's Indian Education Director, and how might it change as it moves to the Office of Tribal Relations?
Well, the Indian Education Coordinator enhances opportunities for American Indian youth to achieve educational excellence, to improve academic achievement and just helping the Native American students, of the state of South Dakota. So, we look forward to filling that position and staying focused on the needs of American Indian students.
Yeah. Who is the ideal candidate for that? What do you think, the right person is going to bring to that role?
Well, ironically, the job advertisement should be out this week. And I guess just briefly, having knowledge of South Dakota Indian tribes, state government policies, procedures, K-12 education, including programs, trends, rules, and laws, and just having some skills to communicate and be able to contribute, in the direction that we're going to be taking. And we need to sit down and we're looking forward to continuing to work with Department of Education, and looking forward.
Yeah, and I think that's important to sort of to focus on, because there are some challenges to moving that position away from the Department of Education, and then there's some advantages. So you anticipate a lot of collaboration in that regard, right?
I do.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are happening in the legislative session, and we'll talk about this tomorrow as well on In the Moment, but Senate Bill 126 was a bill that looked at the language, the official language and the official indigenous language of the state of South Dakota. Tell us a little bit about the value of having a conversation about our indigenous languages in the state.
Well, as a language speaker of our Dakota language, it's very passionate on the issue, and I appreciate the passion that Senator Heinert has displayed, and those that came to testify, and just the reception that the Senate committee had in listening to the testimony that was given, and I understand the goal, and the administration continues to review. We'll continue to review the bill and hear from all those involved, and we'll go from there.
All right. So the bill passed out of the Committee of State Affairs, and so now it's headed over to the House. Do you think, Governor Noem, that this is something she'll be behind and sign into law?
Respectfully, I support, whatever decision the governor makes and stand in support of any decision the governor makes, and so I don't
it's a bit early to speculate. That's a too soon question I just threw at you. Sorry about that.
Yeah,
we have to even see how if there's any amendments or things that sort of come next.
Well, I know the governor is very passionate about our tribes, and she's the governor is looking for innovative ways to enhance those relationships and build better partnerships. And I'll tell you, public safety is number one, and I think. It's been reiterated a couple of times, and I'm focused on it. I know the governor's focused on it too. So, enhancing those partnerships and making sure public safety is it's got to be there. Before we can really build on anything else, we got to get public safety and better standing in the tribes and on the reservations. So.
Yeah. When you look at some of the new tribal leadership, and what are some of the things that you're hearing that they are saying that they want to hear from the administration? Are they optimistic? Are there challenges that need to be overcome? Are they happy about a transition? What are some of the things that you're hearing them say?
I've had a lot of good, I've heard a lot of good positive reaction. From Yankton Sioux Tribe, we met with some of the leaders here the other day, and reaching out to some of the other tribes, I've heard some good optimism, and just that they're looking forward to being engaged, and just looking forward to looking at better ways to enhance the relationships between the tribes. I think it is a little too early with new leadership in the tribes, and they themselves getting a feel for what direction they want to go, and I respect that. They're quasi-sovereign nations, and they choose what direction they want to go, and we have to respect that. I respect that, but I do see some positive traction out there with keeping pressure on Indian Health Service, looking to find ways to help tribes grow economically, and improving public safety on the tribes. So
let's talk about public safety a little bit. Is that something that's coming, in legislation? Is that something that's, what are some of the opportunities for improving those public safety partnerships?
Well, we need to look at, at law enforcement agencies and and how we can help to bring them working together a little more closely with respect to each other's jurisdiction and sovereignty. But the problem is common amongst the state and the tribes, and it needs to be fixed. It needs to be addressed, and I plan on doing anything and everything I can to help. You know, with the governor's plan to get those areas fixed, those places that need to be addressed, and it's just going to help build a better community for everybody. So,
are those legislative fixes, policy fixes, relationship fixes?
You know, I think they're you know, the start would be I don't think it's fair for me to, you know, speak on the with respect to you know, the state lawmakers. That's an area I'm not would be the right person to talk about.
Sure, yeah.
But for the governor and representing the governor and being that ambassador, it's working on those relationships and being able to find ways where the state and the tribes can come together on common ground and find ways to work with each other. So, you know, Crow Creek's got a joint powers agreement down there, and it's worked well. I know my tribe had, you know, attempted a joint powers agreement, and unfortunately there were some miscommunications, misunderstandings of, you know, the sovereignty and jurisdiction of the tribe. But I think entering into those types of partnerships would be a great start in getting a better handle on public safety.